This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
A big outnumbered happy 4th of July to you. I'm Harris Faulkner, here today, co-host of Ask the Bell on Fox Business, Melissa Francis, town hall editor and Fox News contributor, Katie Pavlich, former deputy spokesperson for the State Department and Fox News analyst and host of Benson and Harf. Marie Harf is here. And in the center seat, editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller News Foundation, Christopher Bedford, is outnumbered, so we say happy 4th.
Happy 4th.
All right. We got the flag up here and our, of course, signature color for outnumbered.
Right.
Did you paint your nail, polish your nails the colors of outnumbered?
I didn't, but it works for that.
What's that?
They were matches perfectly.
Yeah, that's my... just like our logo. Oh, no, they're on you. Hold your, yeah. Well,
the answer was yes.
Yeah.
They were really for Pride Month, but they also work for outnumbered.
They do.
There you go.
And
I Melissa got her Pride bracelet
on. There you go.
Very nice. And you're getting married soon. We better get the most out of you if we can.
I'll be done. I brought my American Pride socks.
Nice.
Of course you did. President Trump is ramping up his campaign efforts for GOP candidates. He's been talking them up at rallies across the nation recently, and it looks like it's paying off. Primary voters choosing incumbent Governor Henry McMaster in the South Carolina GOP primary runoff after the president rallied for him days after attending a rally for Senator Dean Heller in Nevada. Watch.
With Henry is you don't even know it. He does it in a very elegant manner.
I want to thank Dean Heller, who's been an incredible senator, worked so hard with us to get the taxes cut.
Meanwhile, a Gallup poll shows Republicans' approval of the president during the first 2 weeks of June at 90%, the highest since the week of his State of the Union address. The polling was done before the recent immigration controversy. The New York Times points out in a recent piece, quote, this era of tumult has left Democrats energized and determined to win back Congress and act as a check on Mr. Trump. And their intensity has been reflected by strong turnouts in the primary so far. But still, in just the last year and a half, Mr. Trump has bounced back from crises that at the time seemed as if they might be too severe for him to recover politically. End quote. I might want to encourage them to call him President Trump every now and then, but hey,
every now and
it's just
then.
Me. Chris?
You know, I think a lot of this actually might be driven by his enemies, the Never Trumpers and the hashtag resistance folks, who are the more energized sometimes they get, even with this immigration fight. If they turn that energy into mobbing people in public or threatening a new bombing campaign like in the 70s, as one magazine just recently did, that's the kind of thing that really turns a lot of Americans off. And this is a country that throughout history has not actually been too far from political violence and has had a lot of periods of political violence.
You mean like a congressional baseball game
just
last
a year ago.
Year.
Just a year.
And the Gabby Gifford shooting.
The Gabby Gifford shooting. Although that wasn't political. That was just crazy.
Yeah, there wasn't really any political connections.
No, I said the congressional baseball game because I meant it, because that was, as we know, political, and it was so short, a time ago.
Right.
You'd think that a big tragic event would make Americans who are against Trump kind of calm down the rhetoric, at least for more than 2 or 3 weeks. But after that congressional baseball shooting, things only calmed down for about a month. It seemed to be a little normal, and now everything's ratcheted right back up. And I think that's one of the things that drives the president's approval rating to be higher than any other Republican except for Bush after 9/11.
See, I think it has to do more with results. I mean, I think we all get caught up in the rhetoric and the back and forth because it's our job and we do it every day. But for regular people, they don't have the time. They're out there trying to get their kids to school and get food on the table and pay their mortgage. And they've seen results. They've seen lower taxes. They've seen the economy expand. They've seen promises kept. They've seen movement in North Korea. And there are what I call Trump deniers. I'm going to trademark that. And these are people who they look at the results and they just deny the existence of any positive outcome that's related to President Trump because they hate him so much because of his rhetoric or because of what he says. And so they just deny he could bring somebody back to life, giving them CPR. And they would say, no, that person's still dead. Sorry. Even though they stood up and walked away. They're Trump deniers.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Away we roll, and happy you could join us as we roll together here to get this country back on track. Happy day after. It is the 5th of July. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Michael Dougherty joins us now, President and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory with a national client base. He is also the author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, but, you know, I guess I screwed up that word. It's not so shocking, is it?
I guess it's okay. Hey, speaking of which, you know, here you are, the devil inside the Beltway. Now, after all that you've gone through in dealing with the bad boys, the feds, as we say, are we ready for the devil inside the Beltway part two?
You know, it's completely, yes, 2019, that's the short answer.
Okay, all right.
It's totally storyboarded, and I have to go cocoon someplace and stop doing media.
Well, maybe you can get in one of those caves like with those kids, huh? Maybe just go with a coach and end up in a cave for a while and try to figure out what to do, how to get out of
there,
right?
Exactly what you have to do. You have to go and get your laptop and shut out the world, which is so hard for me to do.
Yeah, I hear you.
And go for it and have a really good editor. But we're about 25% there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a start, you know, and considering that we already did the other one, so, just it's a matter of time and focus, and I know you'll get there.
Yeah, the Devil Center, that was a prequel to what's coming. It is unbelievable, but there you go.
Okay, all right. We'll keep everybody on the edge of the seat, leave it at that, and I won't continue to interrogate any further on that one. But speaking of interrogation, what's going on with Google's dirty secret? What's all that about?
Well, Google has been reading and can read every Gmail that comes through, and they've admitted it's humanly possible through training and things like this. So you know, all this, oh, yeah, we're collecting your data, but, you know, don't worry about that. It seems as though, no matter who you are, what side of the aisle you're on, or public or private, maybe they're looking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they can look. And Gmail only has, what, 4 billion emails in there.
Right.
So it's you know, once again, it's they can look. And, of course, they say they don't. But, you know, they do.
We can't believe them. Can we believe them?
No. You can't believe anybody on this stuff because they're politically driven. I mean, when people get politically driven and this is a data broker.
Yeah.
You know, and now they've decided to gussy up who they are and care about us. So they get to tell us about how, you know, we should be, and they get to judge what we do, and they get to sell our stuff. And, you know, there's nothing more nauseating than rich people that think they know everything and they lord it over you. And that's what Google's doing, you know, trying to, you know, snuggling up to Obama and, you know, the whole thing. And so you can't really trust people when they show they're going to act in your self-interest regardless of the law because they think they're right. That's the first danger, and that's what happens in the top of the FBI, the top NSA. No matter where it is, when you get people like that, you got a problem.
Yeah, it's this arrogance that has pervaded all institutions, you know, that they know better. That Jonathan Gruber disease. I don't know what happened. If they went on a weekend retreat one day and they all got together, drank the juice together, and made this cabal. Because look at, you know, you got to realize, Michael, you know, everyday Americans are just a bunch of idiots. You know, they don't know better.
I think it started in the Garden of Eden, Bill.
It just didn't happen with the Democrats, huh?
No. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, we know better.
Man is a fallen
thing. Yeah, we know better. Even that guy, you know, the guy who thinks he created everything, we know better than him, right?
Exactly. So it's funny because when, you know, really whenever you give humans power and they get too much of it, they get punched drunk, you know, and they go crazy.
Yeah, they start building the Tower of Babel all over again, yeah?
Right, and this is, and what we're seeing is we haven't had in a long time, is what we had ever until recently, is how we can record all this history and learn from our mistakes if we want to, which is why the current crowd of millennials that seem to hate the First Amendment are so terrifying. But I digress.
That's
so,
right.
that's what I think goes on over and over.
Which is kind of silly, because the whole basis of their argument is the First Amendment. You know, because if the First Amendment didn't exist, they'd have nothing to argue about, right?
Right, which is why you have to suspend logic, memory, and reason. That's what I call magical thinking. But yes. I do want to be politically correct and clear, because I think it's true. Not just Democrats are talking about here. You know, this is just, there's just humans, period, the end. We can, you know, example after example. I mean, we have this supermajority still we're dealing with that I think is crumbling of rhinos and Democrats. And when they, you know, the things they do in Washington when they think they're right, you know, almost everyone in Washington wasn't elected.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, they just keep on plugging away. Hey, Michael, help us understand this. I mean, you know, every time we turn our computers on these days, you know, we get all these privacy, you know, notices and everything. What is this all about? You know, I mean, you know, this tells me that, you know, they're either trying to clean up something on aisle three. They got a major spill on aisle three. You know,
it's called checking the box. So Europe has this huge privacy law, and they have these requirements. And anyone that has anything to do with anything over there, they'll argue legally if they have a patient from Europe at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota that they would actually have some sort of liability to their law over there. But so everyone is checking the box of what they're supposed to do, gaining your permission to have your data, and it's annoying. And I could sum it up with they unleash the lawyers in Europe, but that's what that's about. That's just checking the box on current and brand new regulation.
Okay, so what happens if you don't check the box?
Well, then you don't have permission. You haven't given them permission to use your data, and they might not interact with you. I mean, that's a very good question. I mean, I don't even know if the law requires them to just have the box there to be checked or what they're supposed to, because the thing about the law is this is what happens with laws. It's amazing. I used to think before I got involved with this is that, oh, there's a law and people follow it. And there's some unbelievable police that, you know, no, that's not what happens. There's a law and then people look to see what the enforcement breadth will be against those that break it. Mm-hmm. And will they have the money or the interest of going after low-hanging fruit, which is why regulators can be so brutal, because it's the head on the spike of the 16th century trick where they get one example and they beat the living bejesus out of them and put it their head on the spike to scare everybody else to conformity. And that's what everyone's waiting to see. What's going to happen to the rule breakers?
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden if your software doesn't work or, you know, your email falls out, then, you know, everybody starts scrambling to check the box, I guess, huh?
That's right. But, well, I'm talking about checking the box as far as the software companies, the people that want your permission. And they're checking the box, right. And
yeah, but it's so, all checking the box, right? Because, I mean, in order to, you know, be in the parade, you only get in the parade when you check the box.
unless, well, we're waiting to see what they do, see if they jump the line and get in the parade. We don't know yet. See, so they're waiting to see how hard they're going to enforce it.
Gosh, I mean, I almost feel like going and tearing off the label off some mattresses just for fun. I'm such a rebel this morning, you know. Can you tell? Michael Daugherty is with us. More from him on the other side.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez, live.
the day after celebrating our freedom and Independence Day. I'll tell you, I hope you had a great time. We were in California. We still are in California. And we were, you know, I left my brother's place. We had a lot of fun meeting his neighbors and all that good stuff up in North Hollywood. And we're driving down the 405 freeway. Michael, there must have been, you know, 36, maybe even 48 fireworks shows, you know, and I was going, unbelievable. I mean, you know, it was like we were coming in as conquerors, you know, into Rome with all these fireworks going on.
All for you, Bill.
Yeah, is that what it was? I almost thought for just a moment, but my ego just could not go, you know, full tilt. But, it was... it was pretty spectacular, all things considered. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, they talk about distraction on the road. You know, you take your eyes off the road there and, you know, you're just, you know, missiles and everything's going all flying around. But it was a spectacular event, to say the least. Hey, you know, talking about privacy, I did want to talk to you also about the Supreme Court ruling. I guess maybe there's hope for our Fourth Amendment after all here, huh?
Yeah, it was a very interesting. You're talking about the warrant, search warrant.
Right, exactly. Of your phone?
Yeah.
Phone location
and,
data?
Right, and the interesting about that, what's sort of precedent is this is the data's in a third location, and you still have an expectation of privacy. Mm-hmm. That's how technology has changed the law. And the situation used to be, well, if your information's in a third location, how could you possibly expect to have any privacy if you're putting it there? That's not the case with technology. And
yeah.
So, this is another one of those situations where it sounds good to give full rights to our government because they're only going to do the right thing.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
Right. But
well, that's like, you know, there's in family dynamics, I mean, people are finding out, you know, where their kids are, you know, where their husbands may be, or, you know, whatever with this location device, right? In fact, anecdotally, my wife was working, speaking of fireworks, at a fireworks stand. This was last year, I think, in Orlando. And the stand happened to be close to a place that the wife unit didn't particularly care for his husband to be attending, if you gather my drift here. And he, in his locator, shows that he had been there in that zip code next to this place that she did not want him to even have any kind of exposure whatsoever to, that he was there for 3 hours. Well, he was there for 3 hours going through all kinds of different, you know, packages for, you know, rockets, red glare and all that good stuff. And so, you know, he gets his stuff, he leaves, comes back about an hour later with his wife who had a, you know, big attitude. And he goes, please tell her I was here. So, just saying, you know, got to be careful. See, what, there's no Fourth Amendment in households, is there, I guess?
Is what's ironic about this, so you know, because this the conservative judges voted against this, and this is how it always splits, and this is a sort of an ironic flip. Mm-hmm. You know, when Roberts is joined by Sotomayor, Breyer, Ginsburg, and Kagan, yeah. You know, it's ironic, but it's a matter of trust with the government. And who was the most abusive president? Obama was the most abusive.
You think?
And I mean, and people just don't realize this. And yet, you know, his appointees are who really smacked this down, mm-hmm. or his also brethren in political thought, and Roberts, which is always a coin toss on where he's going, but.
Of course, he's now he's going to be now batting for Justice Kennedy now, right? He wants to be that swing vote deal. I mean,
that's right.
Justice Kennedy didn't want to be associated with that, but Roberts said, that's my job. That's my lane.
Yeah, there he goes.
Okay.
And so, you know, this goes, again, with how it's a matter of trust, and our trust has been violated, and this is really important because it's one step past trust, accountability. We can't have trust when we don't have accountability.
Right.
And we're being shown repeated lack of accountability of people in the government that do egregious behavior.
Yeah.
So that's how it hurts us and our security. Because now we are going to have less trust in the FBI, in the DOJ, in the NSA, in the CIA. I mean, all those people that are supposed to be saving us, and we don't trust them because when they're infiltrated from the top by people that play dirty, you know, then you know, this is a checks and balance thing that was that I was happy to see, actually, because privacy is a big deal. And Congress has done a terrible job. They've completely abstained about passing any laws on technology. Now, considering the laws they passed, that's probably a good thing. But the courts have been way behind. So this is a really good, good ruling that, look, people just can't take your stuff, use your stuff, violate your privacy with if they're going to investigate you in any type of criminal matter.
Well, and to your point here, Michael, and perfectly said, is that in the absence of the laws and Congress doing their job, the FBI is just having their way with everything. And trust is a huge issue right now, and I don't know how much time it's going to take for us to regain trust in the FBI, but they've taken a major, major hit, and I don't think it's just a matter of getting a couple people at the top. You know, this disease that has left us not trusting the FBI is deeper than we realize.
Oh, and because it's a culture of no accountability, and
exactly.
It's sad to say, because I come from a law enforcement family, and I'll tell you.
Well, you got a badge, you got a gun. I mean, there's a lot of power in that.
Well, what you say with what they did to Senator Ted Stevens is one of prime examples where no one's safe. Here you have a senator, and they ruined him. They resulted in him losing. That resulted in a very important vote because Alaska went Democrat. That resulted in Obamacare. I mean, and here's the worst part. They nailed those DOJ liars that handled that case, and nothing happened to them.
Amazing.
Nothing happened to them. This is a problem that has large tentacles and a huge umbrella, and this is the core issue is accountability.
Yeah. Well said. And speaking of more along that line is Google and Obama's plan to control the news. Tell our audience about that.
Well, I mean, this is Obama just using the exact same thing that he did when he was in office, except he doesn't get as much attention anymore, and that is. There's manipulation, misrepresentation, fear, uncertainty, doubt, and then a spoonful of sugar. so he's using Netflix. He'll tell story. The biggest laugh I've gotten in the past 2 months is when he said he's not going to have any political, agenda with Netflix. Right.
Right. Yeah. Life could be a dream.
This is all manipulation through story and then all controlling of tools and all trying to control traffic. So there's all these tricks I'm sure he misses greatly.
Yeah.
And Google's going to be using Google as weaponizing the technology that they have, using the tools in a manner that he can control positioning of story, spin of story, access to story. I don't think he's going to have as much be able to punish you anymore. James Rosen's not at Fox anymore, but I'm sure he's relieved to hear this as most of the media. I mean, people forget that it was like, oh, we're going to give you access to story, and then if you don't play our way, we're going to cut you off. And as an example, to scare you, what we could do to you, we're going to just go after James Rosen's people so you can see that we can use the DOJ and the FBI for that. So he's left the government tools. Now he's going to private enterprise tools because he's in love with molding us like clay.
Well, the thing is that, people need to be forewarned about is that, hey, look, he got elected president twice, especially the second time when he thought there's just no way he's going to get reelected. Charm abounds with the former president, and he could be dangerous on many levels.
Although right? I will say that he's nowhere near as talented on Twitter as Donald Trump because people don't believe Obama anymore.
Yeah, he's about 4.5 million tweets behind, I think. Michael Dougherty, thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mystery continues to unfold in the UK, where two people were found unconscious in their home over the weekend, and it's been determined they were poisoned by the same nerve agent used in an attack on a former Russian spy. This friend of these latest victims says he was with them when they fell ill.
He got up and started acting weird. He said he felt he'd been poisoned.
He was speaking to NBC News. The two are in critical condition. Former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter were attacked with the same nerve agent in March, but that attack happened about 8 miles away. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is now on his way to North Korea. He's to spend 2 days outlining a roadmap with top officials there towards agreements made between President Trump and Kim Jong-un at their summit. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live. When did I hope to always be the king of the world? I try to take life right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small? Martinez live.
You know, I love that lyric. You know, it really puts things in perspective, doesn't it? Sometimes we think that we want to be the captains of our own ship, and then we realize, God, what am I thinking? You know, I don't need to do this because when we think that we're the drivers of our own ship, that's when we get ourselves in trouble here, and then we come back and go, okay, all right, Lord, one more time, please forgive me. Welcome back. It's 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Tina Marie Griffin is with us, the counterculture mom who's sharing the latest cultural horrors you need to know about to protect your kids and your family. Tina, how are we doing?
Doing good. It just seemed like yesterday was a weekend, and all of a sudden I had a panic attack last night. So, July, man, it's been good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got through it. It was fun. Was had by all, even in spite of the consensus. I mean, it seems like patriotism is kind of waning a little bit, but it's okay. I think that. There are things that, we were able, at least in our venue, to be able to talk about some things that were very patriotic, and the people were very open to do that. I keep suggesting every year when we get together, and then I found out here recently this was something that Charles Krautheimer was doing, and it was very touching, he has people come over to his house, 4th of July, and everybody takes turns reading different parts of the U.S. Constitution and Declaration of Independence, and I think that should all be part of the 4th of July celebration, is for us to re-engage, because I think that's a big issue today. A lot of ignorance that is going around amongst the citizenry because we've been disconnected from the founding papers and ideals of our founding fathers and how America got started to begin with.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think that's so critical that we instill those truths in our kids at a young age. But we've got adults, a lot of adults today that don't know the history, believe it or not. And I think it's so critical. And of course, today's education system doesn't make it easy because they cut out a lot of the true history and foundational aspects of our country and twist the truth or make up bogus lies. So
yeah.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's important to dig deep and get these kids back on track with who they are and whose they are and where they came from and where they're living.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that came to mind is that, you know, we had a lot of new citizens brought into the country, not brought, but I mean that raised their right hands and swore allegiance to America, brand new citizens. And, boy, I'll tell you, you want to be enthused, you talk to a newly christened, but that's not the proper word, but a newly inducted citizen in this country, and the knowledge and the breadth of their understanding is phenomenal, not only because of where they came from, Tina, and appreciating. I mean, they have a deep appreciation, and it's amazing the things that they know, you know, to your point, versus someone who's a citizen of this country and maybe didn't quite get the education that they needed when it came to history.
You're right on point, Bill. You're right on point. People that have moved here now legally appreciate where they're headed and what they've got when they get here, and understand our history so much better than the people living in it. That is such an eye opener. I'll even just tell you, for me too, you know, I read the history books throughout college and high school years and even elementary, and a benefit to me is homeschooling my kids, where I'm learning things over again or having a deeper understanding, because a lot of times as adults, we just get busy and forget our foundation or laws that exist, our rights that exist. And I think it's so important to stay connected to who we are and what our country is all about. I know David Barton from Waldo.
Yes, right. Exactly.
He has a lot of great content that people need to look up and just check out. I saw a session of his 2 years ago at National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Orlando, and he just nailed it with our history and the importance of knowing all about where we came from. So check out his ministry if you want to know where to go to teach your kids about truth about where we actually came from, how America was founded.
Yeah, when David and I got together, a lot of it had to do with the rewriting of history. So much has been rewritten. And, you know, this is why it's such a shock for some of us, you know, who grew up with a different perception and understanding of our country's history. And the kids come home, you know, from college or high school, and they come spouting stuff. I mean, where did you get that, you know? And, well, the teacher tells you, this is part of the curriculum. Go, oh, Lord have mercy. I mean, this is just, it's insane. But this is what happens when, you know, and this is what America needs to wake up to. The culture war continues, but it's much deeper and much more pernicious than that, where people have rewritten history to knock us off balance, to make America less than that. You know, you can't think of America being exceptional. And how dare you, you know, think of that? Well, you know, when you consider all the great things that this country has done and is doing, even this day, these days that under President Trump, trying to get this country back on track. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, first of all, I look at it and I go, it convinces me all the more there is a God, because where we were heading, you know, we were definitely going into a hellhole here, and we were going to lose this great American experiment. But thank God there is a God who says it ain't over. It ain't over till I say it's over. He is sovereign, and he has set America aside for a specific reason, and our marching orders and mission still continues at this point. Otherwise, we would be in the dustbin of history, as they say.
That's about it. Well, at least we'll be up in the air with him.
Well, yeah, I mean, soon and very soon, and any time now, I'm telling you.
Any time. Bill, isn't this a good reminder that God wins in the end? We might not win all the battles here on the earth, but I just want to make sure when Christ comes back for us, which I really believe will be in my time, God spoke to me when I was 10 years old, the whole story, but and I didn't even know what the rapture was when I was 10 years old, but God spoke to me and said, you're not going to die. And I remember having a conversation with my mom. She's like, where did you get this from? I said, God spoke to me.
Yes.
And so I really believe it's in my time and very soon. But the cool thing is, we know that God wins in the end, and I want him to come back for us seeing me and everyone else who is a true believer in Christ doing exactly what he's called us to do. I don't want to be sitting around watching a soap opera that's, you know, promoting bad behaviors or arguing with my spouse or yelling at my kids. I want to be on the front lines, you know, in front of an abortion clinic, talking to a young woman to tell her about the life in her womb. You know, the person that's in the library to scan over the bad books that our kids shouldn't be reading and doing something about it. There's so much that we can be doing in our culture today, and it's so exciting to be used by God in those ways. So,
amen to that.
It's a job to do, you know?
Exactly. Well, the counterculture mom has been busy at work, and the first story here is J. Crew pushing pride clothes to kids. So what's all this about, Ina?
Yeah, J. Crew, and there's a lot of other stores, too, like Banana Republic, Gap. A lot of them are coming out with creating shirts that are LGBT agenda focused. But the thing behind all this is they keep using the word love. And there's a shirt that says love first in rainbow colors that, of course, is used here for this story. And I totally understand that we should love each other. But the thing is, in today's day and age, they're twisting love and truth to mean the same thing. And truth is hearing what God's word has said about the LGBT and gays and homosexuality, the whole lifestyle. He doesn't want us living in it, and it is considered a sin if you believe that God's word is true. So with this, Bill, and I know you'd agree, when kids see these shirts, they start, oh, we have to love each other, and who cares how we live, let's just love each other and accept it. Well, then we're allowing another person to live in sin,
right,
and they are not headed in the right direction. And so I think it's a big ploy from the movement once again to try to make it look like that lifestyle is acceptable and okay to live, when in reality there's a lot of consequences and it is considered sin.
Well, we got to go to break here, and the thing that with you on this, Tina, is that the kids get confused because, you know, we talk about separation of church and state. Well, the church is still in existence, and it comes in and says, hey, you know, this is what God said about it. And meanwhile, you've got a wardrobe full of these shirts, and you're wondering, okay, what kind of hypocrite am I? Tina Marie Griffin is with us. We've got more from Tina, the counterculture mom, after this.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is what it's all about, is the Father's will and us being in alignment with the Father's will when we do so. As he said that back in Genesis, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Because what is awaiting us is a sifting process, is that, you know, the devil and the evil forces would want to chew us up. And it's bad enough that it's us. But what about our kids? You know, the same thing is happening to our kids, and we're here in this culture. Tina, I got to tell you, you know, people talk to me and they go, when Tina tells us about it, is that stuff really happening? I mean, it just seems so outrageous. I go, yes, this is really happening. This is why the counterculture mom is alive and well, and we're grateful for her, you know, for all her efforts that she's doing to keep us aware of what is happening in our culture. You know, sometimes we're just kind of a little bit blind and comatose. I mean, we're so, you know, bombarded with all this information and negativity that we just don't, I don't know, we've lost our discernment along the way, or our discerning radar needs to be, you know, kind of reset to be mindful of this. Because you had mentioned that you went into Walmart and there's this two-headed monster doll that's on the aisle. And how many people passed by that and thought absolutely nothing of it? But, you know, when we see things like this, they bombard our senses in such a way that we accept it almost as normal. Do we not?
Oh, yeah, totally. I saw it right away and knew right away it wasn't normal. And it,
well, of course, yeah. You're discerning. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and I think, and there's something I wanted to talk about right after this as well that just popped in my head with something you just said, like normal. You've got my mind rolling. The two-headed monster, it was shortly after Christmas. So we're talking a couple months ago, but I've been pumping this story out over the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm with my kids at Walmart, and I notice things just because I think if you're over the age of 20, 25, maybe even 30 years old, we remember what our toys used to consist of. We remember the amazing TV shows like MacGyver and mm-hmm. Elf and, you know, all the good, clean TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a comparison from clean TV and clean toys. Like we were talking about earlier, we had hula hoops and we've got roller skates and My Little Pony, Cabbage Patch Dolls. But so we know what we used to have as kids. Now, when we walk through an aisle, a teenager today, all they know is the two-headed monster doll, just because they grew up with this kind of stuff. They don't know what Cabbage Patch Dolls are. Luckily, my kids do, because I kept mine for 30 years. But this stuff is so in our face. If we just keep our eyes open and look and compare, I had to say something to the management over at Walmart. I'm like, what is it? It really does look demonic. And I sent you one picture to look at, and I posted online. But if you look at the several different outfits they have, it really does look rather demonic. And I just, to me, it's toys that aren't toys. It's got a serpent bottom like a snake. I mean, it just looks... It's something like something you don't want your kids to play with or even go near or see.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, what is the point of all this? I mean, we're just pushing the edges of the culture for some reason. We think that it's appropriate.
Yeah, no. And it isn't. And the crazy thing is, if we speak up, honestly, I spoke up to management, and I'm not saying that my one voice did anything. Maybe, maybe not. I know definitely they heard my voice. And the guy even agreed with me. I don't like what it looks like. I don't know why they even bring this stuff into Walmart to have us try to sell the kids. And it wasn't hidden way in the back of the store. It was right there, middle of the aisle, as you're walking into the whole entire store. But cool thing is, weeks later, it was gone. So I'm hoping it was that gross looking that parents just didn't buy it and kids didn't dig into it and get it. And if we speak up and don't buy, then they won't supply and they'll take it off the store shelves. So our voice does matter in all this, and I think that's the cool thing to remember with how to solve the problem.
You know, when I see the picture of the two-headed monster doll, I mean, you know, it's very nicely constructed. You get two faces there, of a beautiful doll, you think, but, you know, you get kind of lured into the message, right, as you look at the rest of its serpentine body, and then you go, well, what are they telling me here?
Yeah, it's about it. And it's not just that. I mean, I'm looking at Walmart right now because they have a whole series of the Monster High, little dolls, and they have pictures with a horse with a woman's head with devil looking horns coming up off the top. So it's just really something that I don't, one of them, unless she looks like a total witch with what she's wearing. So it's really, really interesting that they're pumping all this kind of stuff out. And we're seeing our kids completely desensitized to these things
That's what I'm concerned about. Again, I guess all gets normalized, like we were saying just a moment ago, and you wanted to address that.
Oh, totally. That's exactly it. And just to go back to the T-shirts really quick, when we were talking about right before break, the J. Crew markets the LGBT pride clothes for the kids. And like I said, Banana Republic is doing it, and Gap and several other places. They want their shirts. And the argument that I have with this is, where are the abstinence shirts? Where are the no sex before marriage? Or let's make it even cool and say, I'm going to honor my future spouse and wait for my significant other before, for sex, however you want to say that, that's fun. Or the marriage shirts with a man and a woman holding hands on the cover, on the front of the shirt. So it's like we've got one message constantly bombarding our kids, and yet the opposite message is hardly ever shared or showed in our culture. And that's what really frustrates me, because if you're going to have one side, do the other side, so at least the kid has a fighting chance and the opportunity to think critically about which side do I really want to engage in and believe in and follow.
Right. You're exactly right. Again, it's the narrative that's out there that's being, that our kids are being pummeled with, again, to condition what they view as, something that's not normal. But yet it's put in their face to say, oh, you got to accept this. This is just normal. Okay, well, I think God has a different opinion on that, and we'll leave it at that for right now. You also are investigating a story regarding Netflix that they're being investigated for distributing child porn. Update us on that.
Yes, Netflix basically came out several weeks ago, and actually, it might have only been 1 week ago. And they are basically under investigation for what is being described right now as outright child porn. There was a movie that aired on Netflix, if people could actually grab it. It's an Argentinian film that showed, Bill, a 7- and 9-year-old girl. Now, I personally did not see the scene. There's articles out there now saying it isn't as bad as people are saying it is. From what I read in this article, which was posted on Counterculture Mom's Facebook page, you can read it right there. The girls were definitely engaging or promoting the a sexual scene, masturbation. It says sexually explicit content. And I can't even read because of how graphic it is on the air right now, Bill, about what the girls were saying to each other during this time. masturbation was included, and it's very, very graphic from what I read in this article. It gets to the point now, Bill, where I don't know if I want to watch this thing or not, because then I can't erase that in my head.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. You get it on you, as we say, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, but, you know, again, we're thankful that you're doing this to bring it to light so people are forewarned about this. You also, I wanted to get on, because we've got a limited amount of time here, as we, you know, that's why we have to have a five-hour segment with you. tell us about the Australian mom who's fighting to get, what is the Saraha app? Is that what it's called, Saraha?
Yeah, Saraha app.
Saraha app, yeah.
And the people listening, I just want to let you know, for Netflix, be very careful with what your kids watch on there, because this movie is called Desire. I just want to make sure I get that title of the movie out right now. And the problem with Netflix is this, and that's why a lot of people are saying, and I agree, ditch Netflix. Get PureFlix instead. Download it. Get your 3-month trial. You can get it right through my website. All of that is positive content. With Netflix, there's no parental controls. You can't choose to hide 52 titles off your screen that your kids can't see. And the problem is they're interested when they see a cover to a movie because it looks interesting to them, and all of a sudden they're watching scenes like this now offered through Netflix. And there's a lot of them. There's reasons why it's on there. I mean, there's a whole host of shows.
Exactly. Good. So PureFlix, go to Counterculture Mom's website and sign up on PureFlix. That'll help you out.
Yes, it's awesome. Now, I have a friend of mine that blogged recently for me and did a great story. It's the last one on my website, last one listed at counterculturemom.com. One mom from Australia, she actually talked to her and did a great article. Saraha was an app that existed for a number of years where people could anonymously, supposedly, encourage each other through an app. Now, if you're going to encourage each other, who cares if your name's attached to it? The problem with anonymous is that it was starting to become the number one bully app that kids were using to send death threats to people. You should just commit suicide, go ahead and kill yourself, saying nasty things, that literally cyberbullying was skyrocketing on this app, and many kids were becoming depressed, believing the lies, and spiraling down. Well, an Australian mom said enough is enough. There was a group of girls that her friends, that her daughter was friends with, that someone in that group sent her daughter a text that said, go ahead and kill yourself, no one's going to miss you anyway, and a lot of other vulgar words. Well, luckily she had a close relationship with her daughter. Her daughter reported it to her mom. Her mom then contacted a bunch of moms from this group of girls. Nobody except for one other mom knew what Saraha app was. And through that, an awareness was made. She started a petition. She goes, this app has to go down. She found more and more parents complaining online when she posted what happened to her daughter. So we have to be engaged, know what our kids are doing. And because this mom has made a difference, check out the blog and how she did it. There's tips on how to start a petition to get something negative out of our culture. Well done, article. Way to go, Australian mom, for doing this.
Well, Tina, direct everybody how they can connect with Counterculture Mom. It's time for a wrap. We got about 10 seconds.
Yes, counterculturemom.com. Download our free app, Counterculture Mom, and text Media Guide to the number 44222. Media Guide, no spaces, to 44222. Love y'all.
Options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you